it is in their shoes. Another one lined up for us here. And it's unfashionable. It's unfashionable in their shoes. Mike Bancole does not have fashionable shoes. He's Burnley. Sean Rogers does not have fashionable shoes. He's Brentford. Dan Morgan has slightly fashionable shoes, but with questionable ownership. He's Nottingham Forest. The shoes could have been better. But then the flip side of it was an act of faith that I had to do these teams, and I put these gentlemen on it because I knew that they'd do the work that it requires. I'm going to do this in reverse order of expectation of league position. So emphatically going first, second, third and fourth is Mike Bancole. 40 is Burnley. And I want to hear what his plan is, not to finish 18th, 19th or 20th.
Yeah, so it's a difficult job I've got here. I had Leicester last year. And if they listened to my advice, by the way, they would have stayed up. So I'm just throwing that one out there. They would still be in the Premier League if they listened to my advice. So Burnley, if you are listening to this, take my advice, because the other guys, it didn't end well for them. So I think we need to focus. I think when we last came into the Premier League, Burnley, we basically did this thing of just signing loads of cool kids. We need to sign less cool kids is the first thing. We need to sign guys who've been there and done it a bit. Maybe some kids who were cool and maybe lost a bit of that kind of glow and wanted to come to Burnley to maybe regain a reputation. So I think for me, a lot of the players I want Burnley to look at in the window are Premier League proven players. The players who have played in the Premier League for a number of years, have got the scars of Premier League football, because last time we signed guys like Odegaard, who obviously are talented players at Spurs now, but they weren't quite ready for the big time, I don't think. We have a big issue. Obviously, Trafford is attracting a lot of attention from Newcastle and Chelsea, and I think we will unfortunately end up caving in and selling him for about £30 million. I think he's obviously a massively talented goalkeeper, but I think in a World Cup year for him, making a step up to a Newcastle or Chelsea makes a lot of sense. So we're gonna have to shake hands on that. £30 million seems about right for him.